The town of Musina on the South African side of the border with Zimbabwe is a good example of the country's current water woes. For the past few years, the local municipality hasn't supplied residents with regular water, and taps are often dry. This, despite the presence of the Limpopo River, one of South Africa's and Zimbabwe's major waterways. Musina's water crisis, like many in South Africa, is blamed on the local municipality's failures, and the Vembe Council has said it is partly responsible for water shortages. South Africa's Water Department Director General, Sean Phillips, says his office has pressed the municipality to provide better water services by repairing broken equipment and leaking reservoirs.
We've also been encouraging the district municipality to partner with private sector partners in the area, which they've been doing to some extent, to assist with getting the existing infrastructure in better condition. But that alone is not sufficient, because the problem is that this is a very dry area of the country, and at the moment there simply isn't enough water to meet the demand.
But while Musina has run dry because of equipment breakdowns and power cuts, the Zimbabwean town of Bayat Bridge, just a few kilometers away, has been oversupplied with water. Unlike in South Africa, Bayat Bridge's waterworks are fully functional. In Musina, officials signed an agreement yesterday to share water and infrastructure. Among those signing was Zimbabwe's minister in charge of water, Anxious Masuka.
So I'm very pleased on behalf of Zimbabwe that this day has come to fruition. It has taken years of negotiation, and I thank the technical teams for having put the very best for their countries to ensure that we come to this level today. Zimbabwe is committed to supplying the maximum 15 million cubic meters of treated water per year to Musina town, and we hope this contribution will alleviate the water challenges, but also contribute to economic development of this region.
Former South African Water Chief Dr. Mike Muller tells VOA the agreement is an excellent practical example of how neighbours can cooperate to the mutual benefits of both.
Here you're talking about two communities, one on one side of the river, another on the other side. They share the same river. That's where they get their water from. But, you know, does it make sense for Bayat Bridge to build a water treatment works and, you know, get all the money spent there, and then Musina doing the same thing? And what's happened here is there's been a discussion about where the water can best be produced. And it was agreed that if Bayat Bridge in Zimbabwe, if they could expand their waterworks, South Africa could in fact just take water from them and avoid having to build and expand waterworks on the Musina side.
The deal isn't charity, though. South Africa will be paying Harare for its water, although the governments have yet to reveal amounts involved. Quoted in Zimbabwe's Herald newspaper recently, Zimbabwe Information Minister Jenfan Muswere said the country would benefit greatly from much-needed foreign currency. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.